This is my go-to closing technique and closing process, broken down into just three steps that I'm about to teach you right now. But first, I wanna air out why closing is such a big deal, especially in roofing sales. Well, the reality is, and this is a strong opinion, and you may disagree, but I believe that about 80% of roofing salespeople, based on my experience training tens of thousands, they don't ask for the business. They get to the end of the appointment and they shift into nice guy mode, and they're just afraid to be pushy or salesy or sleazy. And the reality is that salespeople struggle with two things. Some people say it's a fear of rejection. I really don't buy it. We get rejected all day, every day. What really is the issue is the internal battle that we face. Many people are afraid to ask for the business because they're afraid to come across as being salesy, as being sleazy, as being pushy, or being high pressure. And because they're afraid of coming across this way, they don't ask for the business because they don't want people to perceive them like this. And then we feel like we're not being authentic to our true selves. So what I'm gonna teach you right now is a closing process, my closing process, in three steps that will work for you if you're someone who is anti-closing, afraid to ask for the business, or just quite frankly, don't know how. But wait, one more thing, because I know in the comment section below, I'm about to hear about an assumptive close or the closeless close or techniques where we just guide the homeowner through the process and we never really ask for the business. And yes, those can be wildly effective programs, but I've found some pitfalls with that process. Pitfall number one is people don't always follow it. In fact, I trained a company with 50 sales reps and their sales training required 9 tie-down questions to warm up for the close, 9 of them. So when it came to training day, I said, hey guys, how do we ask for the business? Not one person on the team of 50, who'd by the way, gone through training with their core office, none of them knew how to ask for the business. And this is one of the problems with these processes. It's not that they're not effective, it's they don't get followed. My mantra in sales is simple gets followed, followed gets result. Repeat that, simple gets followed, followed gets results. Now, the other thing that I wanna share is that for many folks that learn powerful sales training and good closing techniques, they're good up until a point where they go in for the close, but then what happens is the homeowner kicks them off course. And now they're going down this lane and boom, they're going off over here and they have no idea how to get back to close the deal. So what I'm gonna teach you will work the first time you close, whether it's storm, whether it's retail, it will work in a combination of closing techniques and it'll work if you go for it once and it doesn't work and you gotta come back and close the deal. It is stupid simple and I hope you love it. And what you're about to watch is an excerpt of my live members only event, members of the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance. So if you like what you see and you want to become one of us, or if you feel like you're one of us because you want to outsell, outgrow, and outcompete the rest as we stomp the scum out, then click the link in the description to learn more or text DEMO to 303-222-7133. Now let's get into this video and you can learn my go-to close in three simple steps. Let's get started. What does it take to make steak taste good? Heat, right? Like a filet mignon. Yep. Cody, you like filet. What's it take to make filet taste good? Cook it. What's it take to make wild boar taste good? How about this? Thank you. Eddie had it better. Nothing can make it taste good. Tilapia. No. A lot, right? Like how do I, does anybody like, man, I'm just craving some tilapia right now.
No.
Like tilapia is nice if it doesn't taste like itself. Is that fair?
Yeah. That's any fish. Though.
That's not true. You need. Whoa. I've got to take you out to some good places.
Like
yeah, we're going out. Eat some mahi mahi, some
like
Chilean sea bass. Come on, come on, come on. Tilapia requires a bunch of ingredients. Filet mignon requires next to none. There are some closing techniques, which, by the way, we got a great list. Was this the one, or no, we moved it over there. Where'd they go? They're over there. There and here. These are all fantastic closes. However, there's a problem that I just want to highlight for all of us. You guys may be on it, but we just need to be aware of it and understand how this process works. When I ask for the business, if we end up getting derailed with questions or with a not yet, and they're thinking about it, most people do what? leave the house.
Yep.
So they learn the close. They're like, well, I tried. I said, hey, you know, which option's best for you, a check or direct deposit? Well, you know what? We need to think about it. And then they're like, yeah, what is it you need to think about? And then we go through a conversation like, okay, cool. Well, I hope you guys have a good decision-making process. See you later. Because guess what they couldn't do? Get back to do what?
Close
trial two. Close trial three. There's a fallacy in sales training. Close hard, close early, close often. Why? Because if you go in for the close when someone still has questions, unconscious or conscious, you will not get the business, period. Then, as Bear said yesterday, the difference between being pushy is when you're now focused on your best interest versus theirs. So they say, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, you didn't even tell me how the process worked. Oh, you guys are good to move forward? Can we get this project started? No, no, no. What about, how are you guys protecting my house? Oh, I answered that. How about now? Now that, again, that's pressure. That's pressure in a pushy sale. So again, most folks will use these. They don't get the yes right away because questions come up and they can't loop back to the close. So what I want to teach you is what I call the filet mignon close. Some of you guys have heard this before. This should be redundant for many, but repetition's powerful. Do you ever reread the same books?
Which one?
Do you ever reread the same books?
Yeah.
You see what he said that? Which one? Like that? Like it doesn't? Yes, I do. So as who was it over there? Who had mentioned the close? Actually, Phil, I think it was you. I want to tee up the close because I do not ask for the business until all the questions have been cleared. Question one, do you have any questions for me? Oops, I just put have and any in one word. Do you have any questions for me? I always ask this first. Hey, do you have any questions for me so far? Because if they do have questions and I go in for the close, I'm getting rejected, period.
Yep.
Number two, does this all make sense? Does this all make sense? Now, some people.
It's after you hit them with the whatever, whatever.
Before.
And they come back with,
oh, before.
Okay. So it's before we go for a close.
This is before we go for a close. Okay? Always, always, always. This is the tee up to the close. Do you have any questions? So for you guys that are porch lighting, I would do these before you porch light. Do you have any questions for me? Great. Does all this make sense? Excellent. Listen, I'm going to go set my bag in the truck, rearrange some things. I got to return a call. I'm going to give you some time to think about what you guys want to do together, okay? Give you some privacy. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Again, I've cleared those. Because like Bear said, you don't want them talking about the project and the intricate details, you want talking about decision.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so hey, do you have any questions for me? Does this all make sense? Now I want to show you the inflection I use. It goes like this. Hey, Mr. Homeowner, do you have any questions for me so far? No?
No.
Excellent, listen, I know we covered a lot. Does this all make sense?
Yep.
Yes. Here's the couple things that I want to address head on, some of the concerns that you might have by saying this. Some people will tell me, Adam, if I say, does this all make sense? You're being condescending to them. Trainers taught me, did I do a good job presenting to you? What did Bear just say? Who do people care about, themselves or you? Themselves. They don't give a shit about me. Did I do a good job? Who's gonna tell a salesperson honestly, no, you sucked, I can't wait to leave? No, you did a great job. Hurry on out. And then some people are like, hey, you're condescending. How am I condescending? Tonalities, I'll tell you why. I can change the language, the meaning of the words, oh yeah, with tonality to mean three things. Who's seen this before? Anybody? Yeah, those of you that have seen this, I'm sorry in advance. Oh yeah, this is one of agreement. Will you guys agree? Okay. Oh yeah, I'm like fired up, we're celebrating. That's a different meaning, isn't it? And then there's this one. Oh yeah. I'm having sex. Yeah, same words, guys.
Tonality is everything.
Yeah. My.
Take it back. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, that's good. My point is that how we say what we say is more important than what we say.
Amen.
Okay. So again, do you have any questions for me so far? Does all this make sense? Yes. Those are cleared. Use any close you want, but I'll teach you a really simple one for those of you in the room that are new. Great. Are you comfortable moving forward? Because what I've done the entire time, starting at the very beginning, is making them feel comfortable, right? I set my mission and purpose. My mission and purpose is to understand your roof and your needs. Number two, show your options. Three, help you decide what to do even if it's not with me. Throughout that, hey, you guys comfortable? Any questions for me? All this makes sense? Excellent. Are you comfortable moving forward? Eddie, I worked with a private equity portfolio group on their sales process. They're also using that same options close. We have recently modified it. are you more comfortable moving, paying with a check or taking advantage of our financing offer? And again, that just softens it up. On the insurance side, are you comfortable moving forward? Are you comfortable? And you guys can throw any words you want in. Are you comfortable moving forward? Are you comfortable talking next steps? Are you comfortable getting your project started? Are you comfortable choosing me as the roofer's choice of choice? Are you comfortable using me as your contractor? Whatever you want to say, comfortable moving forward. Comfortable, whatever. And the other reason is, it's an emotional decision. We're not asking for a commitment. The commitment is assumed. Are you comfortable? Jacob, I think it was your team actually joined me on a webinar, and I can't remember his name. It's in an email he sent. Right after the webinar, used this. That was you. Cole, it was you. You used it right after the webinar, didn't you?
Yeah. I've used it every day.
Dude, I love it. By the way, thank you. Now that you're here, I wish I put two and two together. That screenshot is in my presentation. I blurred out everyone's last name. And I show, after I teach this, I'm like, within 2 hours of the webinar, close the deal, work just like, work like a charm, I think was the language that you used. Work like a charm. Did I make that up?
No, yeah. That was pretty close. I think
yeah, work like a charm.
What
so.
Did that add in three questions you started using?
The comfort close.
The comfort close.
Yeah, are you comfortable moving forward?
The comfort.
Okay. Now, here's the cool part. This is a closing technique that stands on its own like filet mignon. Because the homeowner says, not quite yet, what about our pool? How are you guys gonna protect that? Hey, you know what, we're gonna do X, Y, and Z, all that. And then I reset from the beginning. Mr. Homeowner, do you have any other questions for me? No, excellent. Does everything make sense? Yes. Great. Now are you guys comfortable moving forward?
Well, I have this real big bush in the back of my yard.
Yeah.
My wife loves, we've had it for 20 years.
Yeah, or the Italian imported statue that you crack, which we did. Or the Italian imported marble table that we cracked because something vibrated and fell on it, which we did. Yeah, all those special items. Now, that's why I teach that to all the new people because it is stupid easy. It does not, does that feel pushy at all?
Nope.
No. The fear of rejection, you're just gonna need to get over. But guess what, it's the easiest way to ask. Are you comfortable moving forward? You do a good job making people feel comfortable, they say yes. And then you say, great, all we need is an autograph right here. Hey, before you go, there are no fees for the show. But if I've helped you make money, will you do me a favor? That star rating in the podcast player you're listening to right now, it really makes a difference. So if you can punch in a star rating and a few words and share it with the world, that would really mean the world to me. And I thank you so much for doing that. And now I do have an invitation, a special invitation for my owners, my managers, and leaders of companies. Companies who are tired of being categorized as a scumbag roofer, knowing that 8 out of 10 homeowners don't trust us because the greedy and corrupt ones have ruined it for all of us. And for the companies that are burning through sales reps, like most, by the way, 2 out of 3 of them are quitting or get fired. They just don't have the training and support they need. And the companies who are tired of going at it alone as we navigate these sudden changes that are threatening our industry and have already toppled industry giants. Things like the economy, rising interest rates, consolidation, technology, AI, insurance policy changes, and legislative changes. Well, I've got an invitation for you, but this is not for everyone because what I'm about to share with you is a members-only organization that requires taking a member pledge, abiding by our code of conduct, and signing a mutual non-disclosure agreement. In violation of any of the above, gets you kicked out. So if you're looking for that place to go so you can outsell, outgrow, and outcompete the rest as we stomp the scum out, well, then the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance might be exactly what you've been looking for. And inside, you will get the ultimate endorsement by an organization that's already been featured in Fox News, USA Today, ABC, NBC, and CBS, the companies that your homeowners trust. So we, my friend, can do the selling for you to show that you're better and different. The place to turn to get access to the Roof Strategist sales system, our Roof with Solar sales system, and the ultimate community of like-minded professionals sharing insider information, what's working and what's not, and being joined in the trenches by industry leaders, not only myself, but folks like John Cenac, Deshaun Bryant, Cody Landles, and Jim Aline. Well, look no further. The Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance may be for you. Click the link in the description right now and set up your private tour. We're going to show you around inside, give you a day in the life, and let you decide for yourself if it's a good fit. And you can join 100% risk-free. We back it by our 30-day no BS money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Click that link, get your private tour set up right now, or you can call or text us with any questions. That's 303 222-7133.